This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short 3-question survey.
We're experiencing unexpected high call volume, so you might experience a longer wait time.
Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you for calling Geek Squad Customer Care. This is Trisha speaking. How may I help you?
Hello, Ms. Trisha. This is Naomi with XPO. I have an FMS number I'd just like to present to you, if you can assist me.
Of course. What is that number?
All right. It is 784-524-70.
Okay. Give me one moment while that loads up. How was your day today?
Oh, it's okay. It's doing well. Yours, Ms. Trisha?
Good, thank you.
That's good.
System doesn't seem to be freezing today, which is great. Can I have you go ahead and confirm the customer's name and delivery address?
I'm going to try my best now, okay? So I have Erden Bolgan, Erden Soved, and the address is 69 Hooker Street, Alston, Mass. Massachusetts, 02134.
Oh, right, perfect. And I have their contact number of 443-220-7602. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful. So it looks like we were scheduled to go out today for the
gas dryer.
Yes, gas dryer and connection. What's going on with this order?
So our technician advised me, there's a lot of extensive code updates that needs to be done. The customer is going to need to get hard venting. They need to get a new gas shuttle valve. They need to get gas pipe securing. When he mentioned all this to the customer, the customer stated that they will go ahead and just switch to electric. So the technician is going to be bringing back the item to Best Buy. I did speak with the customer, and he did confirm what the technician stated in reference to needing a code update. At first, he was telling me that he was advised that an electric came out to him, and he was told that he can get a gas dryer. And now that he got a gas dryer, he's now being told he has to get electric. So I was trying to explain to him that you can get this gas dryer. We're not saying that you can't get it. But in order for you to get a gas dryer, unfortunately, there's code updates that needs to be done at this location before this can be installed. So it's definitely not a problem. You just have to do a lot of code updates. And
right.
He said, oh, okay. And then he said, okay, no problem. Thank you. And that's how we ended the call. So I told him also before he ended it that our tech is going to be bringing back the item to Best Buy. He could reach out to them anytime tomorrow after 8 a.m. and let them know what you decide. You can let them know what you're going to decide to do.
Okay. And so you just need a case number?
Yes, ma'am.
The situation? Okay.
Right. And I gave you like a whole earful.
No, that's all right. Okay. Yeah, I do see that he originally had looked like an electric dryer on the unit. I wonder. Just trying to see why
he switched to gas, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if it was more economical for gas to be there than electric. I don't know, but I didn't ask him, well, why did you switch, you know?
Right.
But he did tell me
Right.
that he originally had the electric, and then they told him to, you know, get gas. So.
Right. Okay. I was just trying to see if there was something that it's, showed in there, on possibly
Why the electric couldn't be
why they switched.
installed.
Right. Exactly. Customer needs gas chart. I'm just curious. Sorry. I just, if you don't mind, I'm just
No
gonna take
problem.
a look
Talk
at the
out loud.
picture from.
You go ahead and talk out loud. I do that all the time.
Right? And see, they have the gas. It looks like it's a really old basement that they have. Even because they see like a gas piping, but they don't show any type of. I'm sure that the gas pipe doesn't have doesn't. I don't see a shutoff valve right there. You know what I mean? But I bet that's the reason why the first team was like, you need a gas dryer. But of course, it doesn't show me what kind of electrical. So I wonder if he's going to have an electrician come out and put in the appropriate electrical work for a dry an electric dryer. Interesting. Like I said,
Unless you have
it
a
looks.
long extension cord.
Yeah, which they
Maybe you don't have
don't with.
electricity over there.
Yeah, they don't normally with. Dryers and ranges don't suggest
Oh,
it.
that's right, because they have the three prong. But I understand they don't recommend it. But you know, if the customer's going to do their own installation, you know, that's the chance they take. But I guess if there's not, like you said, electrical wiring where the tech can just plug it in or to do it, then.
Which they don't show, like they're showing like the venting and the venting system in the gas pipeline on the picture, but don't show, you can't see up the wall to see if there's like a an electrical box or anything like that. But yeah, I can at least reach out to the customer and make sure that he's aware that if he doesn't have the, I don't know why I can't think of what the electrical power
Outing
plug is.
out the
Yeah,
power,
it is. I think it's a
we gonna get
440.
that's right.
Yeah, because I think a 220 would be your normal plug. I want to say it's like a 440. I might look up the information before I call them, so I don't sound like I'm a babbling idiot. Just to
No way, no
make sure that
way.
he's aware that if that connection's not there, even switching it over to gas, he, would need to be able to have an electrician come out and install the correct power source too. So
Miss Trisha, you're right.
yeah, so hate for him to be disappointed again just in
Again,
case.
right, three times in a row.
Right.
You're right about
Just
that.
rather him be prepared than be like, are you serious right now?
Right, exactly. Electric come out and he's back to square one.
Right,
So,
exactly.
you're right about
Okay.
that.
So let me go ahead and give you that case number, and I'm going to reach out to the customer and just verify that he's aware,
Okay, no
And I
problem.
mean, then that way he wants to outweigh what would be more efficient for him cost-wise. Who knows? I don't know. So, all right, are you ready for your case number?
Yes, I'm ready.
It is 287-983-0001.
All right, so you presented me with 287-983-792.
Correct.
All right, thank you for that, Miss Trisha, and you enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Thank you too, and thank you for calling Geek Squad Customer Care.
Okay, thank you. Bye, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for your willingness to participate in our survey. Was your issue resolved during the... Thank you for your feedback.